such trivial things. No, sire, I was referring to your elevation.
Elevation? Said Astyphagel.
Your promotion, sire.
A great cheer went up from the younger demons, who would cheer anything.
Promotion? But I am the king,
Astyphagel protested weakly. He could feel his grasp on events beginning to slip.
Fooey,
said Vasnago expansively.
Fooey?
Indeed, sire. King? King? Sire, I speak for all of us when I say that is no title for a demon such as you, sire. A demon whose grasp of organizational matters and priorities, whose insight into the proper functions of our being, whose, if I may say so, sheer intellectual capabilities have taken us to new and greater depths, sire.
Despite himself, Astyphagel preened.
Well, you know, he began,
and yet we find, despite your position, that you interest yourself in the tiniest details of our work.
Said Vasnago, looking down his nose at Rincewind.
Such dedication, such devotion.
Astyphagel swelled.
Of course, I've always felt...
Rincewind pulled himself up on his elbows and thought, look out, behind you.
And so, said Vasnago, beaming like a coast full of lighthouses, the council met and has decided, and may I add, sire, has decided unanimously to create an entirely new award in honour of your outstanding achievements.
The importance of proper paperwork has...
What award? Said Astyphagel, the minnows of suspicion suddenly darting across the oceans of self-esteem.
The position, sire, of supreme life president of hell.
The band struck up again.
With your own office, much bigger than the pokey thing you have had to suffer all these years, sire. Or rather, Mr. President.
The band had a go at another chord. The demons waited.
Will there be potted plants?
Said Astyphagel slowly.
Hosts, plantations, jungles.
Astyphagel appeared to be lit by a gentle inner glow.
And carpets? I mean, wall to wall?
The walls have had to be moved apart especially to accommodate them all, sire. And thick piles, sire. Whole tribes of pygmies are wondering why the light stays on at night, sire.
The bewildered king allowed himself to have an expansive arm thrown across his shoulder and was gently led, all thoughts of vengeance forgotten, through the cheering crowds.
"I've always fancied one of those special things for making coffee," he murmured,
as the last vestiges of self-control were eroded.
"A positive manufactory has been installed, sire, and a speaking tube, sire, for you to communicate your instructions to your underlings. And the very latest in diaries, 2 eons to a page, and a thing for
coloured marker pens. I've always held that
complete rainbow, sire,
Vasnago boomed.
And let us go there without delay, sire, for I suspect that with your normal keen insight, you cannot wait to get to grips with the mighty tasks ahead of you, sire.
Certainly, certainly. Time they were done indeed.
An expression of vague perplexity passed across Astyphagel's flushed face.
These mighty tasks.
Nothing less than a complete, full, authoritative searching and in-depth analysis of our role, function, priorities and goals, sire.
Vasnago stood back. The demon lords held their breath. Astyphagel frowned. The universe appeared to slow down. The stars halted momentarily in their courses.
With forward planning, he said at last.
A top priority, sire, which you have instantly pinpointed with your normal incisiveness,
said Vasnago quickly. The demon lords breathed again. Astyphagel's chest expanded several inches.
I shall need special staff, of course, in order to formulate...